Bedtime Stories in English, told in the City Library Mladen Kersner Ludbreg.
Priče za laku noć na engleskom jeziku u gradskoj knjižnici Mladen Kersner Ludbreg.
Pinocchio.
One evening, Jiminy Cricket arrives in a small village. All the houses are dark. Then he sees one house with a light in the window. It is Geppetto's house. Geppetto makes puppets. Geppetto lives there with his cat Figaro and his fish Cleo. He is drawing a mouth on his new puppet. He calls it Pinocchio. Geppetto loves Pinocchio very much.
"I'd like you to be a real boy," Geppetto says.
That night, a fairy comes into Geppetto's house. "Wake up, Pinocchio," says the blue fairy. Pinocchio opens his eyes. He can move. He can walk. He can talk. "Jiminy Cricket," the blue fairy says, "please help Pinocchio."
"Okay,"
says Jiminy. In the morning, Geppetto is very happy. Pinocchio can move and walk and talk. "Now, Pinocchio, it's time for school," Geppetto says.
"Goodbye, father,"
says Pinocchio.
"Goodbye, son,"
says Geppetto. Pinocchio runs after the children. But where is Jiminy? Honest John and Giddy see Pinocchio.
"Look,"
says Honest John.
"That puppet doesn't have strings. I have an idea. Let's sell him to Stromboli. We can make a lot of money."
Pinocchio does not go to school. He goes to work for Stromboli. But Stromboli is not a kind man. He puts Pinocchio in a cage. At night, Pinocchio is very afraid.
"Oh, Jiminy, please help me. Where are you?"
"Here I am,"
says Jiminy. "I am here too," says the blue fairy. "What happened?"
There were two big monsters,"
says Pinocchio.
"Oh, my nose is getting longer."
"That's because your story isn't true," says the fairy. Pinocchio wants to tell the real story. The fairy makes his nose smaller. She opens the cage.
"Let's go home,"
says Jiminy Cricket.
"I bet I can run faster than you."
But Pinocchio meets Honest John and Giddy again.
"How about a vacation to Pleasure Island?"
asks Honest John.
"No,"
says Pinocchio.
Okay. "Pinocchio, come back,"
shouts Jiminy.
"This is the coach for Pleasure Island,"
says Honest John.
"Have a great vacation."
Pinocchio gets onto the coach. There are a lot of boys on the coach. They're all going on vacation to Pleasure Island.
"We are here,"
shout the boys.
"This is Pleasure Island. Let's have fun."
Pinocchio runs to play with his new friends. He is very excited.
"This is a real vacation,"
he says.
"Wait for me,"
shouts Jiminy Cricket. Pinocchio sees a boy.
"Look at you,"
shouts Pinocchio.
"You have a donkey's ears, a donkey's legs. You are a donkey."
"Eeaw,"
says the boy.
"Oh no,"
says Pinocchio.
"Look at my tail. What's happening? Jiminy, help."
"Quickly,"
shouts Jiminy.
"This way. It's the only way out."
Pinocchio and Jiminy climb up and up to the top of the hill.
"Now jump,"
says Jiminy. They jump into the ocean and swim away from Pleasure Island.
"Father! Father, I'm home,"
shouts Pinocchio.
"It's me."
But Geppetto is not there. Suddenly, a bird arrives with a letter. Jiminy and Pinocchio read it. Geppetto tried to find Pinocchio, and now he is inside the whale.
I have to find him,
says Pinocchio.
Come on, Jiminy, let's go.
Pinocchio and Jiminy jump into the ocean again. They look for Geppetto and the whale.
Father! Father!
Calls Pinocchio. Suddenly, Pinocchio sees the whale. It is sleeping. Geppetto, Figaro and Cleo are inside the stomach of the whale. They are in their boat. They are all thinking about Pinocchio. And they are hungry. They want the whale to wake up and eat some fish. The whale opens its eyes. It sees a lot of fish. The whale is hungry too. It opens its mouth and swims fast.
I'm not a fish,
shouts Pinocchio. Pinocchio is inside the whale.
Pinocchio, it's you, shouts Geppetto. How can we get out?
Asks Geppetto.
Well, how about we make a fire?
Says Pinocchio.
We want to make the whale sneeze.
Make him sneeze?
Yes,
says Pinocchio. They make a fire and get into a small boat. The whale is very angry. It swims after Pinocchio and Geppetto. Pinocchio is afraid. He takes his father's shirt in his hand and swims to an island. He saves Geppetto's life. But what happened to Pinocchio?
My boy, cries Geppetto. You saved my life and now you are dead.
He's very sad. Then the blue fairy arrives. Pinocchio, you were good, she says. You saved Geppetto's life. Now you can be a real boy.
Father, I'm a real boy,
says Pinocchio.
Look!
Geppetto looks at him.
You are a real boy,
he cries. Geppetto, Pinocchio, Jiminy, Figaro and Cleo are all very happy. They dance and dance.